Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble, all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on and roll the dice. We only live twice. Do it or die.
That's the Small Business Anthem, Atlanta Rhythm Section, folks. That's that group, and they didn't know it, but those words, those lyrics could be our anthem. You only live once, right? You got to roll the dice and do it or die. That's what we do every time. Every day when we get up and go to work, open the door, turn the lights on. We turn the lights on, we turn the lights off, small business owners. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's always a pleasure. You know you're my heroes. Chuck Martin is our guest. We're celebrating 7 years of his membership in our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Third Screen, which is all about mobile, and a new book he's got called The Smartphone Handbook that nobody knows about except my audience right now. Right, Chuck?
That's right. We actually, I don't know if you recall, but we introduced my last two books we did first with
Absolutely.
You as well.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. And of course, consequently, you sold 1 billion copies of each one, right, Chuck?
You got it.
Something under a billion, I think, Chuck.
The Smartphone Handbook, though, it's not available to the general public until September, but it's available now through the smartphonehandbook.com. And if they use, we created this just for you, if they use the coupon code on the checkouts, if they use the word Jim, as in Jim Blasingame, they will get a 25% discount for today only.
How about that? So, folks, go to the website. Give it to us again, Chuck.
The smartphonehandbook.com.
TheSmartphoneHandbook.com.
Yeah,
and buy the book. How much is the book, by the way?
It's $19.95 before the discount.
Okay, so it's $20, and when you go through the checkout, if you put my first name in the code, you'll get a 25% discount when you check out. Now, do you guys take PayPal?
We have a secure checkout.
I got you. Okay.
They can use any credit card.
Okay, good. So check it out, folks.
TheSmartphoneHandbook.com.
So, okay, let's talk some specifics about what's in the handbook. Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, what we found was that people, they get their phone, and typically it's either an Apple or an Android. So what we did was we looked at the best apps, and there are a million apps right now, which is kind of ridiculous, and nobody can go through a million apps.
Right.
But because I've been doing this for so long, and I'm a judge on the apps contest and so forth, I'm very familiar with all the apps. What we did was we picked the best app for each category, in our view, and then we listed a couple of others that do the same thing. But it saves you all the work of having to go sort through what are all these apps. So it's not really an apps book. It's really a book about categories of things you can do. And that's one thing. The second thing we did was we created what we call helpers. So we have 10 chapters, and between every chapter, there are things called helpers. And the helpers are things that show you how to better use your physical phone.
Mm-hmm.
For example, how to auto shut off, how to shut down apps running in the background, how to adjust.
So this is a book you keep
things,
and you open it up when you have an issue. You open it up and go to that issue.
Right, and we have an index in the back of the five pages of every single thing. It's paperback, so it's a really fast.
Right.
You can go through it very quickly. It's not meant to be read. It's meant to go through and use with your phone. So the idea was that you get your phone, you go home, and you say, okay, I've got my phone, what do I would do? And we tell you, if it's Android, you do this. If it's iPhone, you do this. So it's just for iPhone and Android.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, for one app, we say what it is, we describe it, why use it. One why use it is this one's particular, to save time by quickly finding what you're looking for. I mean, bang, that's
and
why
so,
I use it.
And so you've got a bunch of different chapters on the major things you would do, communicating, buying stuff, finding stuff, healthcare, navigating, even one in there for radio. How about that?
Yes, there's actually in the edition we're sending now, we have a police scanner, for example.
Yep.
So we show you how to download a police scanner app to your phone, and you can listen to police in your neighborhood or fire
right.
departments in your neighborhood live. It's very cool. We also show you how to.
And by the way, we have our mobile presence is not an app; it's a website. But it's a mobile site, but it looks like an app and it acts like an app. And the reason right. we do that is because
our site does that too. With when you download it on, if you do it on your phone,
right. The reason we do that is because of the nature of the content that we have. It's so massive that it's really not practical to download it into an app. So, but
right.
it works. But it works just like an app. So, I'm glad you got radio in there.
Yeah. Well, the idea of the smartphone handbook is that you simply look at it, you read it and say it says how to use it. Like, I'll give you one example. Download, this is a golf thing, download free golf GPS rangefinder. Download,
right.
Load the app, select the course, select the choice, view the course. And then we have three screenshots showing you what it looks like from your phone. So the three screenshots of phones. And then we tell you other apps for this and mm-hmm. for iPhone or Android, and away you go. It's very, very, the idea is it's very fast.
Let me tell you a story, folks, about relevance. My wife takes a certain kind of medicine, and late yesterday as we were getting ready for bed, she realized she was taking her last pill. And we're going out of town this week, and she only had today to get that refilled, right? Which she might have forgotten. Well, because of the app that this company, this drug company has, the pharmacy company, she was able to photograph through their app, the barcode, and when she comes to work this morning, she can drive by there and her pills will be ready.
That's a perfect example of what people can do with phones today. They don't realize.
And now Chuck, remember this. Did I say anything about whether they were cheaper or not? They may be more expensive, but this is what I mean about relevance versus competitiveness. She doesn't know whether they're cheaper than the other people. They're just more relevant to her. And that's the big deal, folks. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with our good friend Chuck Martin. The new book is called The Smartphone Handbook. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.